You're listening to the Lord's Radio Station, where your station for inspiration and information. And we are privileged this morning to have John Howard with us in the studio today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Zipporah. Glad to be here. So glad to be here.
We're excited to have you. And we're going to be talking about your latest album, which is Purposed. And
yes, ma'am.
Which album is this one?
Three for Solo, and okay. Of course, the first album was the Perspective
Project. I remember. Yeah. I really loved Perspective. How's everybody doing now?
They're doing great. Everybody's doing well.
Y'all still stay in touch?
Yeah, we do.
That's good.
Yeah.
Are y'all gonna do a reunion or something? Just, you know.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
Okay. Well, first, I guess I want listeners to kind of know a little bit about you. We know we featured you as a local artist highlight, so we know you're from the area.
Yeah.
But just give us a little background so we can know you a little bit more.
Well, born and raised, of course, in Clarksdale. So born and raised here, my dad pastored in a small town called Moorhead. And so I grew up in Clarksdale and Moorhead.
Mm-hmm.
So in between two cities all of my life. And that's where I got my start in music. Matter of fact, the picture, the album cover is me singing as a little boy, 2 years old, leading the choir.
Two or three years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't remember that. So the picture is the only reference I have to that. Of course, my mom tells me about it and things of that sort. So I got my start in church ministry music, and I've been singing pretty much ever since. My dad made me start playing the piano and, when my brother was old enough to, he was going off to college. He just uh-huh. looked at me and said, "Hey, learn how to play the piano. You're going to start playing."
Okay.
And so that's how I actually found out that God had gifted me to be a writer, because I started writing as soon as I started learning how to play the piano.
So did you take piano lessons and all that?
My cousin, Fred Walker, mm-hmm. every Monday night was my night to go over his house, his apartment, and learn some chords and learn a song. And
I see.
I did that for just a while,
okay.
until I got a, you know, can stand up on my own.
Got you.
So he was a real blessing to me and now my ministry.
That's great. That's great. Let's talk about this album, Purpose. Now, you told me that you are full-time in ministry now, so
yes.
You left your job?
Yeah, that is something. I've been in education for 18 years.
Really?
15 years as a teacher, classroom teacher, and the last 3 years as an administrator. So it was not just an easy choice. It was not by force. It was by choice, and mm-hmm. it was a God move. God had been pushed me in that direction, and it was, the time is now, and it's crazy that it happened like this, because matter of fact, 18 years ago, before I started teaching, I went to a conference in Colorado, and we were singing on the praise team,
mm-hmm.
and I heard God clear as day, told me, "Hey, you're not going to teach," and I was like, I was already about to start teaching, and so I got home, and I told my dad, I said, "I heard God tell me I'm not going to teach." And he said, "Yeah, I believe that, but not right now." And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "That might not be till you 40, until you get into full-time ministry." And I'm like, I was like in tears, because I'm like, 40, that's so long. I mean, I got this inside of me and some things.
Yeah.
And so here it is, 18 years later, as of June 30th, I walked into full-time ministry.
Wow.
Pastoring in Mount Bayou at the great St. Mark in Mount Bayou, Mississippi. Hey, St. Mark.
Hey, St. Mark.
Hey. And of course, writing and producing and putting out music. And so I'm excited. This is a different time in my life, and I'm so excited to see what God has for me.
And it had to be scary walking away from security, from you know, like,
yes.
you know.
It's different. I do some consulting from time to time, but mainly I really focus on ministry, and it's so refreshing to really be able to think about ministry during the peak hours of the day, instead of moonlighting. So I'm excited about that.
Okay. Now, what did you teach all those years?
Algebra.
Ooh.
Trig.
Ooh.
I taught geometry a couple of years.
Sitting in the presence of a smart man. Trigonometry.
Yeah.
Look, I ran from trig.
Really?
I ran from trig.
I used to tell my students, it's not hard. It's just different.
Yeah.
And so I do miss the children, and I'm still heavily involved in children. We take a van load of children to church every Sunday.
Okay.
And children are my heart.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, now we're getting to this album, Purposed, and you sharing your background actually helps in even understanding the title and all of that. It seems like you're doing what you believe you are purposed to
yeah.
do. And so now that since you are fully focused on that now we have this album
yes.
that says Purposed.
Right.
Now tell me about how this CD came about and the story behind it.
This CD is probably the most different CD far as its origin, because I really thought music ministry was kind of over in my life. I thought that I got to the stage where, you know, that was me as younger. The older me is going to be an administrator at the school and a pastor, and that's pretty much what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I went through a stage where I stopped writing. I wasn't writing. I was really tired because I was doing so much other than music. Mentally, I just didn't have it in me to do it. And I just thought it was over with until mm-hmm. a couple of years ago, God really started pushing me back into it. Went through some things and God really started pushing me back to the keyboard and writing. And in doing that, a lot of these songs were birthed out of that. A lot okay. of these songs are personal. A lot of these songs, I believe, will bless not only this area, but the nations. And a lot of quiet time is where a lot of these songs were birthed out of. Like Song for the Nation, that was birthed out of just quiet time in the morning. So much going on in this country, and God gave it to me.
I pray for the nation. Please turn our hearts back to you. And I pray for your kingdom, help us to love like you do. Cause somewhere we long, the one thing you told us to hold on to. Somehow we must have forgotten it was your hand that brought us through. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. We've come too far, we've been through too much. Why would we ever leave? Children, so many have gone astray. Help us to show them there is a better way. Somewhere we've lost the one thing that you told us to hold on to. Somehow we must have forgotten it was your hand that brought us through. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. We've come too far, we've been through too much. Why would we wanna leave? He was there in the beginning when we won our liberty, and he was there in the dark
His hand is still reaching. America, America, God shed His grace on thee. And we've come too far, we've been through too much. Why would we don't go away? Please let's not go away. Stay, stay.
John Howard with a song for the nations, and we're talking with John about his new album, Purposed. Now, John, tell us about the single from this album, Can't Be Quiet.
After the CD was finished, I was finished writing. It was mixed and everything. And I don't know, the story behind Can't Be Quiet is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually, and I'll just be transparent, I was actually suspended from my job when I wrote that song.
Okay.
I was suspended for going to church.
Are you serious?
Yes. We had a board meeting on a Tuesday, and it was a Tuesday before Easter. And I'm pastoring, and we had started some things, and I just couldn't be there. I was not the principal. I was the assistant principal. And I let them know that I couldn't be there, and they kind of gave me an ultimatum, like, either you be here or else.
Yeah.
And I took the or else because, you know, my heart is in ministry, and I knew what God had told me and given me. And so at home, you know, because a lot of things are done unjustly, and sometimes we're quiet about them.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people suffer because we're quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that as people of God, we are defenders of the faith. We are people, we're supposed to speak out. And we're not called to be quiet. We're not called to have this gift and this calling and this all of this that God has put inside us to be quiet. So
mm-hmm.
That song was it was birthed out of that, Can't Be Quiet. So
mm-hmm.
when things happen, it's our job to speak because we have the truth.
Right.
Yeah. So
you're right about that.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I'm looking at the titles of the song, and you talk about how personal it is, and one of the songs, Push Me to You, and you were saying God was pushing you back into the ministry.
Yeah.
I'm like, I see the titles coming out of what he's saying. But I do want to ask about the song Can't Be Quiet. Now, you have a music video to that one.
Yes.
I watched the video. I was listening to the song, and I'm going to tell you what I thought about. I work with teenage girls,
mm-hmm.
and some of the girls that I work with, the homes that they come from are heartbreaking.
Right.
The situations that they're in, there is a lot of, I'll put it this way. I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You have young girls that, have been molested mm-hmm. in their homes.
Right.
And you have, situations where, there are people that are silently suffering from things, mm-hmm. you know, because of people that supposed to care and love
right.
about them are actually abusing them, you
right.
know. And so when that happens, it's like that's where my mind went to as I was watching the video and listening to the song and listening to the pain and the situations that you were singing about
right.
in the song. And so I thought about how important it is that we are not quiet about, like, we don't hush the things that are going on, no matter how ugly
right.
they are, no matter how painful it is to deal with. I do think that, you know, as the Word of God talks about us speaking up for those who can't speak for themselves.
Right.
That can be children. That can be anyone
yes.
that is suffering silently. And so that's where my mind went when I saw that, when I saw the video.
That's exactly what the song is meant to do. It's meant to actually talk about the stuff that's oftentimes unspoken.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't talk about it don't mean it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, to get help, you have to speak in a lot of situations.
That's hard to do sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
Because you can end up in really sticky situations when you're trying to speak up for the truth, or, you know.
But that's what we're called to, you know, Jesus was in a lot of sticky situations.
Yes. Yes, he was.
We say we're his followers. And if you read, Jesus had to sneak out a lot of times. Uh-huh. He's talked and said this, and they really did get on him. And uh-huh. he had to find a way out. So, and then I look at it like this. And he told us in his word that he did not come. He came for the sick.
Right.
And he said, if you're not sick, you don't need a physician. And so many times he'll come to us and we'll say, I'm all right, I'm well. And, you know, so he'll move on. But if we really just speak, I'm sick, I'm broken, I need help. And that's when Jesus can really come and heal us, when we admit, hey, I am broken. And it's hard to get healing without admitting that mm-hmm. that you're sick. So
that's so true.
Yeah.
So we're gonna let you hear this song right now, a song about not being afraid to speak the truth and stand on God's word, because we have the truth and people are hurting because they need the truth. Here it is, John Howard, Can't Be Quiet.
Around what to do, 'cause every time I think about it I get so confused. They say it's just the way it goes, so let it go. But every time I do it I'm uncomfortable. And all while I'm watching, people are hurting and dying around me. I'm silently, I don't speak the wind, so I can't be quiet. I just can't hide. I've gotta tell somebody, 'cause what they're doing just ain't right. And how could I just keep on walking like nothing is happening? And lead her in the other room. I was so afraid, I didn't know what to do. I really, really wanna be a hero. But mama said, better hush now, don't want no trouble. And the cycle continues. So much pain, so much abuse. Lord, give me strength to fight, 'cause it's going down tonight. Because I can't be quiet. Mm-hmm. I just can't hide. I gotta tell somebody what they're doing just the same. Doing right. Just the same. I just can't hide.
I gotta tell somebody, 'cause what they doing just ain't right. And how could I just keep walking like nothing is happening? Too many people are suffering. I gotta do something. I can't be quiet.
That's great. I can feel the weight of that beautiful song, Can't Be Quiet by John Howard, who is in our studio, by the way, sharing about the different songs on his latest project entitled Purposed. So, John, let's pick out another one. What else do you really like from this album?
Your Mind is my wife's favorite song.
Okay.
It's a song that God is just talking to us. And sometimes we feel down on ourselves and God is speaking to us and saying, hey, I made you. I created you. Even after mistakes, you're mine. That's her favorite song. Shout out to my baby.
Hi, Mrs. Howard.
Yeah. And so we have a nonviolence anthem called Surrender to Love.
Okay. I was going to ask you
Keisha
that.
Cook. So much violence, so many things going on in our land and that we just need to surrender to love. And it's featuring area kids.
Oh, cool.
Students. We had about a 50-piece choir of students from across the area, Coma County and Clarksdale City Schools, just a plethora of students that sang that. So
that's good. So you have a album release concert coming up?
The album release concert. Yeah, it is this Friday.
Friday,
August 25th.
Okay.
And it was just befitting that we do it where the ministry started. It started in Moorhead at St. Luke.
Okay.
307 Sunflower Street in Moorhead, Mississippi. Gotcha. Friday, 7:30 p.m. We're going to be featuring a friend of mine, Marion Hickman Smith.
Okay.
She's going to be opening up.
Okay.
My brother, Jay Nathan, he's been helping with this project. He's going to be a part of that concert.
Okay.
My brother, of course, is the pastor, Ezra Howard.
All right.
Opening the doors to allow this. So thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
Hi, Ezra.
Yeah. And so we're excited. The band, the singers, they tell me I've been working them really hard. But I believe it's going to pay off. And we've been praying for three things for that concert: salvation, healing, and deliverance. We believe that God is going to bring that through the ministry of music that night.
I like that you said salvation, healing, and deliverance. It's like a 3-in-1 deal, you know. Mm-hmm. When you get salvation, you get healing.
Mm-hmm.
From all of the brokenness, from all of the pain, like, mm-hmm. you know, that we people have some serious pain that we like to sometimes suppress, things that we harbor, things that we don't know how to get through.
Right.
And Christ really can heal from those, you know, from all of that.
He is a healer.
He is. And then you said salvation, you said healing, and then deliverance.
Yes.
That's an important word, because it's not just about claiming Christ, but it's about, you know, turning from your old ways, and he can deliver you from sin, you know.
Right.
And we need to emphasize that, you know.
You don't have to go back.
You don't have to entangle again. Right.
Yeah. So we don't have to leave church and go back to the same thing we've been doing. We can leave there on a different path. And that's what we're believing for.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, we're excited.
I am too.
So do you have a website or anything? How can people find or check out your music?
Website is johnsmusic.net, J-O-H-N-Z as in zebra, music.net. You can check out all the music is there. Of course, it's on iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon, all of that. It's out. The album is out.
It's out there.
Now, you can purchase it now while I'm talking. You can go on your phone and get it. I believe it'll be a blessing to you and your family. My kids love number 7.
Number 7?
Yeah.
All right.
And so that's the song they love, and they, every time I get in the truck, they ask me to play that one. Mm-hmm. It's me being hype.
That's good. Now, how old are your kids?
My kids, Jafia, oh my God, she's 11, but she started 7th grade this year.
Oh. okay. So,
I just look at her. She's taller than her mom. And Jordan, my only son, my only begotten son, is 9 in the 4th grade. And Judah, she is the spokesperson for the house. Okay. She is 8.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah, life is very interesting with those three.
I can imagine. Well, John, we want to thank you so much for taking time to share with us your heart through this music.
Thank you, Z. Thank you, Zipporah. I really appreciate being here.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. You're listening to the Lord's Radio Station.
Thank you, KJIW.
Absolutely. You are so welcome. And don't forget, it's this Friday, 7:30 in Moorhead.
In Moorhead.
St. Mark. Moorhead,
St. Luke.
St. Luke.
St. Luke.
So we're not going to St. Mark. We're going to Luke.
We're going to St. Luke.
St. Luke.
Yes.
Church of God in Christ. What's the address again?
307 Sunflower Street. 307 Sunflower Street, Moorhead, Mississippi.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, John Howard, everyone.